during this, the centennial year of the University of Missouri's School of Music. I've been visiting with alums and former faculty about their memories of the school. And this week on the program, I've got a Missouri native. It's Gregory Fuller. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Born in Jeff City, raised there, yeah?
Well, most of my life in Jeff City, certainly all my school years.
So growing up so close to Columbia, was the University of Missouri always the obvious choice of where you were going to go to school?
Well, you know, actually, I took off to Oklahoma for 4 years. I came back to Mizzou to do both my master's and my doctoral degrees. So I was there for an extended period through my graduate work.
And in reading your bio from the University of Southern Mississippi website, one of the largest influences on you was the first one, your father.
Yeah, he was a church musician there in Jefferson City at First Baptist Church for roughly 30 years. And so I was very active in the music scene, both in sacred and secular. I was involved at the high school, also involved at the university there, Lincoln University, as a high school student, and did the community orchestra and was very involved in church as well. So I did music at every place I could find.
And was that influenced by your father, his guiding hand, or was there never any question that you were going to be involved in the choir because he was a choir director?
Well, I mean, he did all things good for me as far as music. You know, he made sure that I was studying instruments as a young guy. Started studying cello at about age 9. I played some low brass in high school. I studied piano as a kid, and he also worked with me on theory. I mean, I was, you know, I wish my students were as prepared to be a music major as my father made sure I was. You know, I went to college fully aware of all the courses that I'd be taking, and he just did a great job getting me ready for school. As far as my vision of what I might do, pretty hard for me as a youngster growing up to see myself doing anything but music. I'm not sure choral music was always the choice, but that became clear during college.
And thinking back to your time here in Columbia when you got your degrees, who did you study under?
Well, because my degree plans were in conducting, Duncan Couch became my primary advisor, although the curriculum at Mizzou also allowed me to work with Ed Dolbation with orchestra, and also played under Dr. Kennedy in the bands. They drafted me to play string bass when they went to a couple of conventions, both regional and national. So I really worked with every conductor that was there and really had a good foundation and view of ensembles from several points of view.
You spend a lot of time out as a clinician and as a guest conductor, and even it is noted you've gone on concert tours, study tours, and pilgrimages.
Yeah, we've done a lot of different things. I think that...
So do you seek out interesting venues acoustically?
Oh, sure. You know, I think that one of the things about choral programs, and it doesn't matter where they are, there has to be a level of momentum, and I think momentum in a choral program involves a number of things. First and foremost, it involves singing well. It involves recruiting well. It also involves travel, I think. Your students need to get out and sing in important venues. They need to see a bigger world than the one they live in, the small town where your college or university is. And so I've worked hard throughout my career to provide those opportunities for students. But I would say that Mizzou was the place that, you know, you began to see as a student those things. And when I was at Mizzou, we sang at two national conventions. We did two European tours. We had big-name guests come in, including Robert Shaw. And so the vision that I might have now for how to make a choral program exciting and work well really started at Mizzou, I think, and got those experiences there when I was there as a student. You know, universities don't educate people. People educate people. And I'm grateful for the people at Missouri that took the time to make sure I was ready to go out and be successful. You know, I think of my conducting teachers, who I've already mentioned, primarily Dr. Couch, but also Ed Dolbation and Dr. Kennedy, but the many others. You know, Michael Buds has been a mentor for me for my entire life. Hard to imagine anybody more important than the information that he's given me and the guidance, but also many other professors, including Dr. Cheatham and Dr. McKinney, Dr. Kariakis, Dr. Burke, just so many people that played a big role in my success, and I'm grateful to them.
That's Gregory Fuller. Grew up in Jefferson City, got a master's and doctorate here at the University of Missouri in Columbia, and is currently the director of choral activities and professor of music at the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg. He's been my centennial guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Dr. Fuller, thanks for making the time today to visit.
Thank you.